And I was blown away by the music. When I saw at the end that you did have really somebody writing the music for the movie, and that song Home is such a beautiful song. It's really touching. So tell me about that. How did that happen?
Hania Rani is a Polish superstar. I really have to say, I found her on YouTube, and I don't watch YouTube videos very often. I don't know why. And it was, I think, 1 year before we were starting shooting. And usually I have the people who are doing the music or the score, or I always use vocals, so I know what kind of voice I'm looking for. And I always have them before I start shooting. And in this case, I had some options, but I was not sure how the original sound of this film really would just... I didn't hear the film, you know? So I waited and waited. But I found Hania Rani, and I used some of her music, you know, for editing, a layout, some kind of... And then I was sure, and then I was contacting the management, and the management was laughing at me, actually. Very nice, but they said, you know, you should have really called half a year or a year ago, because she just finished two very big series, one with Sigourney Weaver, The Lost Flowers of Alice Hart. When you see the series, you will immediately know who has done the music. And I said, okay, and, you know, we didn't have this money they expected from us. And then she had a concert during her tour in Vienna, and I went there and I met her afterwards, and I said, Hania, I just have one question. I know you are on tour. I know you are sitting in a bus a lot of hours. Please look at the rough cut. I thought she will see it and she will do it. And this is what happened.
Amazing.
She saw the rough cut and she said, okay.
What is next for you? Are you already working on some new stuff?
Yeah, I'm actually working and also shooting a documentary about femicide and gender-based violence. And we're shooting in 12 countries all over the world. To maybe not to give an answer, but to go deeper in the question how to stop femicide. Yeah. So we're not just telling about all the cruel things, but we have a lot of activist experts, and they have answers. And actually, I mean, this is really a very important film for me, you know, Woodland. But I think the next one, I don't know, it's so amazing what I learn. So I'm very excited that I have the possibility to, you know, do this and to meet all these people and to learn why the world is like it is and how we can change it.
I love this because actually my radio is feminist radio. So because we try to create the program where we really show the power of female and trying to still position us and say we have a voice, we are doing amazing things, here we are.
I'm very honored to be part of your program.
Great. And Brigitte, what is next for you?
Next for me is I am shooting a series in Antwerp, a Belgian-German co-production, and I'm doing theater in Munich.
Amazing!
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Elisabeth Scharang. I'm director and screenwriter. I'm sitting here at the Zurich Film Festival and you're listening to Give Me the Beat.
Hello, my name is Brigitte Hochmeier. I'm an actress and you're listening to Give Me a Beat.
Yes, you are still listening to Give Me a Beat. My name is DJ Baby Monster and this is Radio Laura. And you just heard the whole interview with writer and director Elisabeth Scharang and lead actress Brigitte Hochmeier of the movie Wald or Woodland, which would be English translation. Again, I can only highly recommend the movie. It's one of my highlights and it's really a phenomenal, a very intimate and personal experience, very similar to this interview. This interview was a great opportunity for me to sit together with Elisabeth and Brigitte and just have a conversation. And what you could hear is really part of our conversation that was lovely and personal and intimate. And I truly, really enjoyed this. That was my first interview of the festival. And it's always nice when you start the festival very early with an interview, especially from, you know, the movie that you really liked. You also heard the music from Hania Rani, who is a Polish pianist, composer, and singer, and really, really phenomenal musician, or as Elisabeth said, a superstar. Now, I just want to say, like, this movie was playing in frame. And so one of the things that I really liked about this year's Zurich Film Festival is that it brought back Ex-Cosmos or the frame cinemas with the festival, and that the cinemas will continue being part of the Zurich film scene. This is a great news. I was really concerned when Cosmos actually announced the bankruptcy and had to close. And I was like constantly thinking, what are we going to do during Zurich Film Festival, especially because this cinema is my favorite. And during the festival is really one of the best places to experience the movies because it's a very comfortable space. The sound is really good. And even the bigger theaters are really, really great experience to watch the movie. So seeing Ex-Cosmos coming back as a frame, I was really happy about it. And also excited that I could see Woodland or Wald in this cinema. The same thing happened for Dead Girls Dancing. Dead Girls Dancing, I also watched in the same cinema. And again, really great experience also because of that. Now, talking about the Dead Girls Dancing movie, as I mentioned, this is actually the graduate work from Anna Roller, who did an amazing job for her feature movie and graduate work, and, you know, kind of trying to handle all the different challenges that come when you are creating the movie. This is a coming-of-age drama that actually explores the self-discovery of a group of young women in the world offering so many possibilities, yet being limited by a variety of crises. For me, the reason why I really wanted to see this movie is I wanted to get a closer look on their generation that is much younger than me, generation growing up in the time like are today, where we are constantly on an edge of panic, either because of the climate changes or wars. And, you know, and still as a young person, you need to be excited about the life. You need to be hopeful and you need to be looking in kind of possibilities for your future. And today there are many at the same time combined with this crisis. So movie really explores this very well. Again, I am trying not to tell you too much, and I'm also inviting you to read the review that I did on the Facebook page of Give Me a Beat that I already mentioned before, and watch the movie. This is another movie that I consider as a highlight. I'm hoping that Anna Roller and her production company will be able to return it back to the cinema. At the moment, the movie is on the tour, so if it's happening in the time where you are, check it out. I can really highly recommend it. Now, for this movie, I didn't have so much music because some of the music that were played in a movie was played by a male artist, but there is a one song from the movie that I will play. And then then what I decided to do is actually play the music from another movie. The movie Slow, another movie that I've seen during the festival, written and directed by Maria Cavtarte, that actually featured a really great music that was partially written for the movie and partially already existed before. And the music is from April Snow, and there are a few songs that were really played in a movie that I will play together with the interview with Anna Roller, because I just think they fit with the vibe also to the story and conversation that I'm having with Anna. And then I will play some other songs from other movies. I will kind of surprise you, but one of the songs is actually the song that I used to listen as a teenager, so I thought it's appropriate. And another one, it's actually an Italian song from an Italian movie called Lonely that I've seen as well. And this Italian artist, a rapper, is really cool. And I thought, again, because the movie has a connection with Italy, that it would be appropriate to play that as well. So with this, I'm going to leave you with an interview with Anna Roller. And I'm going to tune in later on just to remind you that you are listening to Give Me a Beat.
Hi, I'm Anna Roller. I'm the director of Dead Girls Dancing, and you're listening to Give Me a Beat.
So let's go to your movie. I've seen it last night, and I thought it was quite actually impressive. I think that's always a good sign that people stayed after, which just shows that people liked it and wanted to hear more about it. So you were sitting with the audience. I'm wondering how it is for you to watch the movie with the audience, so not the critique and press, but really with the audience. What is the feeling? Like, do you look for some signs if people like it or?
Okay, the honest answer is it's torture, because I'm like hyper aware of every movement in the room and like every little giggle, or just if you hear someone, you can hear someone smile, like the way they that's really like beautiful to feel. And every person that looks to their phones is horrible. So I think I can never really enjoy it being in the cinema, and I prefer the conversation afterwards, because then I cannot watch my own movie anymore. I cannot experience it. What I really liked was when we did some test screenings very early on in the editing process, and that was really great to sit in the audience for the first time and see the movie from another perspective.
Yes.
I think by now that I've had some screenings, we were in Munich Film Festival, we were in Tribeca Film Festival, I can't enjoy the movie anymore, and I'm only watching the audience. But when I saw it with an audience for the first time, for me it was like changing the perspective for the first time, to really be a first-time audience of my own movie. It's very rare to have this experience.
You said you were still in editing.
Yeah.
Did it change something for the movie?
A lot, yeah. And the interesting thing is, it not only the conversations that we had about it, like we asked the audience, what did you understand, what did you feel, but by watching it with an audience, I had a different sense of time, for example. And that helped a lot to sharpen the rhythm of it.
Interesting. So this is your debut movie, but you did actually the short movies with a similar topic. You didn't do that for the short movie.
You mean test screenings?
Yes.
No, we did it for the first time for the feature, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So that's an interesting experience. You see, I never heard actually any director mentioning this, but it does make sense. I know that it's happening, and it does make sense that that would influence you as well. I think it's a great, it's like whatever you're creating, getting that first feedback, I think it's awesome, right?
Yeah, and as I said, changing the perspective, being amongst people who watch the movie, I was watching it differently than
being a consumer of your own product.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Mm-hmm.
What's it mean, Delphine? This letter you wrote to me.
I know exactly who you are, Delphine. You're the
I was very curious about the movie because obviously this is not my generation, and I always like to be in tune with the times, and that really attracted me to the movie. Just getting that perspective of the younger generations and how they experience it and so on. And you were telling this a little bit in a Q&A session yesterday. What was your inspiration for the movie?
So it came from different points, I would say. The one thing is that I did the film as my graduation project, so I was in film school, and this time of being very protected was about to end. So I thought back about this time when I finished school, and I felt like it was 10 years after I finished school when I started writing this movie, and I was really interested how the times had changed for young girls, because I felt like on the one hand there are so many possibilities for them, like there are women, successful women that they can look up to and that they inspire them, and they have all the possibilities, but on the other hand it's this feeling of the world's ending. In any news channel that you put on, there is crisis, and so this duality at the same time really interested me, what it did for these young girls. And so I started interviewing 18-year-old girls from my school, which is a very privileged, protected school, but I was really interested in how do they